Good morning. Good to have you aboard here at the WIB Wake Up Show. 49 is our temperature. First thoughts with our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com, author of Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's a good way to introduce you, right?
I think so. I think that's a good way.
Yeah.
I had somebody yesterday that I was working with mention my book. So that was kind of fun. Somebody who's trying to become an author and were asking how I had gotten started with publishing and stuff. And so that was just kind of a neat thing.
Yeah.
Someone I had no other contact with. So, yeah.
Always the challenge, the publicity part. I mean, it's as if writing the book's not enough, right? And then the publicity's challenging.
Absolutely. Yeah, that the self-promotion piece is where I struggle.
Yeah. So, well, keep going. All right. Hey, today is Debate Tuesday, the Trump-Biden debate. But the real question Americans are asking is the question we're putting forth to our WIB Wake Up Show listeners. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
No.
Why do we never agree when it comes to food controversies? I mean, it totally does. It's so good. Canadian bacon and pineapple, it's a wonderful contrast and explosion in one's mouth. So,
yeah, it's a pizza. It's not a fruit salad. I mean, it doesn't belong on there. I'll be looking forward to Hillary weighing in on this later. I'm really hoping she sides with me.
Hillary is under the weather and will not be here today.
Probably because she ate pineapple on her pizza.
Probably knowingly because she didn't. No, actually, I don't know. I don't know that she. I know she's in the raisin camp. Which, by the way, as I was at your house and I saw a squirrel, do you have a specific squirrel feeder? I was at your house on Sunday and I saw the squirrel.
I do. I have a couple of specific squirrel feeders. So,
okay.
Yeah, I have one that holds peanuts and then I have it's a spring-loaded thing that holds corn. They have to jump up off the ground and catch it and then try and eat corn off the cob. So.
And this is important. See, this is rather than just jump into weighty theological topics, probably more people are interested in what we just covered, right? Pineapple on pizza. And by the way,
probably.
Somebody can go away with it. Somebody's going to go away with a Topper's gift certificate today, but you have to have voted either on the WIB Wake Up Show page or on the listener line at 396-1670, and your side had to have won. And then we'll take whatever the winning side was. And the early vote is, yes, we do have a listener who's siding with you, and he says, I think his name is Terry, and he said it does not, so... Okay.
Good job, Terry.
Yeah, Terry, what are you thinking here? I'm wanting to comment to, and I don't know if Kayla's going to be like, Halva, what are you getting in there? So, holiness. We started talking about it, and Larry Crabb, I shared a message. It's on my Facebook page. If we're not Facebook friends, listeners, friend me, and I'll accept. But it's a message he gave a few years ago at C.S. Lewis's Oxbridge event. It was in 2017. And it's called The Call to Relational Holiness. And again, this is Larry Crabb's thinking that I find so helpful. He talks about as a young boy, this burning fire and the speaker saying, you know, boys, if you don't want to go to hell, accept Jesus. I mean, kind of a fire and brimstone message. And he thought that's a no-brainer, And ultimately, this thinking we can so often have of the big picture morality of if you don't do bad things, then you must be holy. But awakening as he grew as a believer to this call to relational holiness, and we're just going to begin on this and then continue on here in coming at least tomorrow. And that is the idea that holiness is, again, remembering what we've talked about, Jason, right? This Trinitarianism, this idea of relationship is the center part of the Godhead, and that we're created to be relational with God and with others. And so holiness is other-centered relating. You know, it's just complete, pure. And that changes everything. If you capture, I mean, that's what I mean where Crabb introduced me to the idea that, holiness is others. It's not just, you know, I'm not this and I'm not that.
Yeah. You know, the Trinity is not, and you and I have talked a little bit about this, the Trinity is not merely an add-on theologically. It is really central to what we understand and believe about who God is and about who we are. And That notion, for me, that's where the holiness and the love tie together, is in the idea of relationship. What is purity and goodness and grace and mercy and love look like? It's expressed relationally. God within the Trinity, God with us and us with God and us with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're striving for, is this relational holiness, to have our relationships not be filled with insecurity, not be filled with self-centeredness, not be filled with what can I get out of this, but rather how can I love others well? How can I encourage and build others up in the truth of the good news?
And so the reality, I just know I didn't hear a lot about it. That's what I mean. Crab kind of put back the curtain for me, some years ago on this, and yet I can drift away from it. And I think you have to, we individually and in our families and church need to, every day, like you with the Trinitarian candle every morning, I mean, we need to be reminding ourselves, God is Trinitarian. God is relational. He wants to be relational with me, and he wants me to be growing in my relational, other-centered holiness. That's just such a different and more helpful definition of holiness to me.
I agree. I think so, too. And for anybody who's wondering whether that's central, I would encourage reading John 17 over and over again. Jesus touches on all of those aspects in his prayer about his relating with God, us relating with each other, him relating to us, God mm-hmm. relating to us. It's so central to that prayer in John 17.
Which is the fifth and final chapter that you focused on in Notes from the Upper Room. So, hey, thank you.
You know
what I'm going to try to do is unpack some clips from this Call to Relational Holiness message from Crab, and we'll kind of play that and comment on it in some upcoming visits, okay?
Perfect. Sounds good. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, enjoy your pineapple on your pizza, okay?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right, our good buddy Jason Cairns, WWIB. Well, my wife Peggy, I'm supposed to pick her up at the airport at a little after 4 today.
Okay.
And this is her latest trip, many, many journeys to Liberia over the years. Since 2010, in fact, next month they'll mark the 10-year anniversary of her first trip there.
Wow.
And so we've been married for almost, actually next month marks our 22nd anniversary too. And so, you know, there's different things in marriage. I subscribe to the theory, happy wife, happy life. I don't know if you found that to be true. Caleb, any comments? you're
a judicious silence.
Okay, well, I subscribe to that. That was part of it for me even in moving to Liberia. And yet I know even when we lived there, I said, crazy wife, crazy life. My wife laughed at that. She loves that. So just so people don't get bent out of shape by that. But now as she comes back again, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
And it does, you know, there's like marriage is an intense relationship. I mean, you're together a lot. And so we've been blessed with a number of opportunities for breaks. So my mindset here is, all right, I want to be a better husband. I want, you know, let's have the best relationship. That, you know, let's do better. And I don't, the serenity prayer. God grant me serenity to accept the things I can't change. My wife, the courage to change the things I can. Well, I don't know if I can change me, but with God's help and the wisdom to know the difference. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Sure.
Looking forward to receiving her back and wanting to love her and praying for a better growing relationship.
Yeah, and I think that's so wise, too, when you have that break, too, to say what needs to change in a good way
mm-hmm.
when we're back together again.
Right, right.
Love it. Well, good to have Peggy back, and mm-hmm. Prayers for safe travel. When is she actually going to be in the air? I don't know how long a flight that is.
Yeah, so we were talking last night. So Liberia, when we were at conversation, they were 5 hours ahead. So she'll go to Brussels, and then it's Chicago, Minneapolis. So she makes her way back, due in just after 4 today. So.
All right. That's a pretty long day of travel.
Yeah, a lot of travel. Well, we still have about an hour to go in the polls on the great debate in America. It's too hot to handle for the presidential candidates in the debate in Cleveland tonight. And it has to do with, does pineapple belong on pizza? Let us know, yay or nay, with your chance to win a Topper's Pizza. Right, Caleb?
Yes, absolutely. So we have any two menu items from Topper's Pizza that we're going to give you. So you get one entry if you vote. yay or nay on pineapple, but you get a second entry. A second entry if you're willing to leave us a voicemail stating your case at 715-396-1674 or against pineapple on pizza. Now, here's the other trick to this. Your side has to win for your name to be in that final drawing. So make a convincing case.
There you go. Right now, 25 votes yes that pineapple belongs on pizza from the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page, from the listener line at 396-1670. And Jennifer was a caller at 723-2555 with 3 votes for yay from Barron.
And we have 19 votes for no, pineapple does not belong on pizza right now, too. So pretty tight with about an hour left to go. 715-396-1670 is where you can leave that voicemail and also text in your vote. And the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page as well. You can vote there.
Hi, this is Mark Coxling putting in my vote for yes, pineapple can be on pizza. But the other thing that really goes well on pizza, especially if it's kind of spicy, is honey. That's right, honey.
We are finding out more and more about our Wib family this morning. Our debate topic this morning, debate in air quotes, and again, be an informed voter and tune in to the presidential debate tonight. But our debate this morning, lighthearted on the Wib Wake Up Show, does pineapple belong on pizza? And I will say the yes votes, yes, it does belong on pizza, are really starting to outweigh the no votes. So either way, make sure you get your vote in before 8:30 at 715-396-1670. And you can text us there or leave a voicemail like Mark did. Leave a voicemail and that will count as an extra entry if your side wins into our drawing for any two menu items for free from Topper's Pizza. So make your case, leave a voicemail on why pineapple does or does not belong on pizza. Also, you can vote on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page, and hopefully you'll give us a like and a follow there.
Yes, NASA is gearing up to send a $23 million toilet into space. $23 million toilet.
I mean, I know that plumbing fixtures and such are not cheap.
Mm-mm.
If you ever call a plumber, you find out that it might cost you a pretty penny to get something fixed. But $23
million? Mm. It is set to launch almost 8,000 pounds worth of supplies from its Virginia flight facility today. That includes the toilet, which is about 65% smaller and 40% lighter than the one currently on the International Space Station. So the price is higher, but there's less of it.
Okay, that seems to be the way 2020 is going.
I guess. The updated waste management system is said to also better accommodate women in the zero-gravity environment.
$23 million.
Whew.
Go space. Here's Skillet. It's called Stars. WWIB, we are family. The pineapple, yes or no, does it belong on pizza debate still raging on. 50 degrees in the Chippewa Valley and warm up a little bit as we're starting to feel that fall weather. It is free coffee day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm smelling a Chris Rice song, maybe.
Right?
Somewhere in the
yeah.
Oven.
National yeah. Coffee Day today, and there are places that you can get some free Java if that is your persuasion.
That's right. Several places celebrating. At Starbucks, reward members can get a free drink loaded to their account. Dunkin' is offering a free hot or iced coffee with any purchase, but at Krispy Kreme, it's completely free. Even better, reward members get a free donut, too.
I'm pretty sure I saw something in the Quick Trip app as well. Not a sponsor yet, but pretty sure I saw something in their app about some free coffee today as well to celebrate National Coffee Day. And here's the thing. I don't indulge in coffee, but I could celebrate. I could, you know, lift a hot cocoa to the sky or something.
Have you tried it, though? I mean, have you tried it black or with cream and sugar? Have you tried it?
I think I tried it a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you can load it up with cream and sugar and stuff, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. And I've had coffee drinks, and I like coffee drinks. But basically, I feel like I don't need more caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, I don't feel the need.
This was a number that struck me, though, and I shared it earlier this morning. 25 million coffee farms in the world. Isn't that mind-boggling? 25 million.
Hope that is a free crazy. Trade.
And, as long as we mention some of these, my son, who's on the air here, Dawson, on Sundays, Dawson Halverson, he's a barista at the Caribou, which they've got
South
various
Hastings,
locations
right?
in Eau Claire. And I bet you they've got something going for Coffee Day, too.
So. All right. So enjoy your National Coffee Day, friends, and keep it tuned right here to WWIB as we play a Chris Rice, as Mark suggested, from Past the Edges. My little sister, who's joining us tomorrow on the air, actually won this album from Wib back in the day. Well, I think we do have a tally here. And so, Pineapple, does it belong on pizza or not? We've been kind of going back and forth and letting you all make the call. You all decide. And are we ready for the vote tallies?
Yes, Caleb, this is a question that's too hot to handle for the debate in Cleveland tonight between Biden and Trump. But we took it up on the Wib Wake Up Show, and we have the results.
Here we go. The votes are as follows. No, pineapple does not belong on pizza. The votes, 32. Mm. And let's have another drum roll for yes, pineapple does belong on pizza. The votes,
55.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. There, Cody from Eau Claire said, hey, the votes for yes for pineapple seemed like the Packers offense of late.
I saw that.
Kind of rolling.
Cody was with us all morning long. He was checking with his father-in-law, who's here from Mexico, and others. So anyhow, thanks to everybody who participated. And so we'll have to tabulate this. Now, everybody who left a voicemail either for it, they will have two chances at winning this Topper's gift certificate. We'll announce the winner later in this half hour. Well, the great pineapple debate, whether or not it belongs on pizza, was held on this morning's Wake Up Show, Wib Wake Up Show, between 5:30 and 8:30. The votes came in 55-32. Yes, it belongs on pizza, which I totally agree with. And we had a Topper's gift certificate on the line, and not just any old gift certificate, right?
Any two menu items from Topper's Pizza.
Mm-hmm. And the winner is Pat Jirocki. Congratulations, Pat. He was on the pro pineapple on pizza side, and he takes home the gift certificate from Topper's.
All right, well done. And as you pineapple on pizza folks are celebrating, a lot of folks are celebrating National Coffee Day. We alluded to this earlier. We found a list, though, of the professions in order of coffee needs. So who needs coffee to make it through the workday? Should we go from 12 to 1?
Let's do it.
Okay,
yeah.
So number 12, who needs coffee to make it through the workday? Government workers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can just picture them at their government desk needing their black coffee.
Especially in days like these.
Yeah, cloudy day, 50 degrees. Machine operators.
We've got a lot of great folks working machinery all around the Wib listening area, too.
Need that caffeine?
Might need some Java. Scientists.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Keep the brain sharp.
They need that. Number 9, who needs coffee the most? How about marketing and PR professionals?
Okay, busy days for them. Who needs coffee the most? Number 8, going from 12 to 1, teachers.
Uh-huh.
Number 8.
Oh, yeah. Don the mask off, have the coffee, put the mask on. Engineers at number 7.
Engineers at number 7. Number 6, food preparers.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That can cover just a wide gamut of jobs.
Number 5 is financial and insurance sales representatives.
Okay. Stay sharp. Have your coffee.
You know, I do some sales, and I got to say, doing early morning radio and then doing sales. Yeah, I can relate to needing some of that. That coffee and maybe an occasional power nap.
Top 12 professions. Who needs coffee to make it through the workday? We're up to number 4 now. Designers and architects. Yeah, pretty important. You want to make sure that you actually, you know, put doors and windows and structural properties.
Sorry about my drawing. I just was a little tired there. Number 3 is hotel workers.
Ah, yeah, because people check in or check out at all times day and night. Number 2, doctors. Yes, very important to have enough caffeine at least to keep you sharp when you're working a long shift.
At the top of this list is the medical profession. While doctors are number 2, the profession that's most in need of coffee is nurses.
I feel like there's lots of men and women out there who are saying amen to that.
Yes, and thank you to them for all their great work during this tough year.